May I enter?
Thank you. I thought it best to check in on you. I hope you're doing well, given the current circumstances. I brought you something from the kitchens. An emperor fruit. It is quite the delicacy back home. Very sweet. Did you know for at least 300 years it was illegal for anyone outside of the royal lineage to eat it? I always wanted one as a child, but as it turns out, I don't have much of a taste for them. Perhaps you will. This hunger strike that you have committed yourself to is very inconvenient for me and does very little for your cause. I may have a personal interest in your livelihood, but the Empire does not. For all they care, you could waste away in this room and it would be no great loss. Any information that they could have garnered from you, they have gathered from other sources. So please, your opinion on the fruit. What a colorful review. But then again, I suppose anything from my homeland would not be to your tastes, would it? Then how about something from your home? You have never really told me much about it. It must be on your mind. Refusing to eat for 3 days. Must make you think. Something you wished was on board the stag. In my studies of various cultures, one of the most fascinating differences was in taste. Both in the arts and in food itself. What was a delicacy to one culture would be taboo for another. Wood elves wouldn't dream of eating meat, while lemurs wouldn't eat anything else. Do you see? But one culture I can't quite identify is yours. Humans. Your species is one of the oldest known on the continent, and yet so much has been lost to time and the ruthless efforts of old empires trying to erase your importance. I wish to amend that. It must be painful, going through so much. So what might your comfort food be? What dish did you long for after a hard day? What did your village excel in cooking? For me, it was cloud mutton dumplings with spiced kusundi. A filling and cheap meal for when times were lean. I know you care very little for my past, but I have a fascination with yours. Come now. What could be the harm in discussing meals? I'm not going to gather anything that I could be used against you. I've heard of this. It's a root tuber vegetable, correct? Assumably, potatoes cannot be eaten raw, so how would one go about preparing them? Well, what are some of your favorite methods then? I see. I think I enjoy the simplicity in that. Shredded potato mixed with wheat flour, egg, and fried. I wonder if tarube would make a suitable substitute. It's a root that grows in the mountains, purple interior, quite starchy. We mostly use it for desserts, but It seems extremely similar. Actually, I believe we have a crate of them in the cargo. I have to admit, I intended to have them as most school children do. Roasted with honey, and perhaps I need to broaden my tastes a little. Tell me more about these potato fritters. What do you serve them with? I don't think we have anything like that, but perhaps salted boar would work as a substitute. Fried up. Good. Thank you for teaching me. If I do attempt this dish, I would very much like your opinion on whether I did it justice. Would that be acceptable? Dining with the enemy is usually frowned upon, I know, but when the enemy is refusing to eat, one can make exceptions. It would be good for you, I think. Is communal eating an experience shared among humans? What I have found is that it can vary wildly from group to group. Frost elves eat together, the entire community around a long table, most dinners taking several hours. They use that time to discuss their lives and current events. Lemurs, too, are social, except the python lemur, a solitary creature who sees eating together as a vulnerability. It seems as if the more predatory a species is, the less likely they are to share a meal. Whereas those who can't easily defend themselves stay together for safety. From studying paintings and remaining texts, it seems as if humans eat in a familial unit. Aside from special occasions, of course. It must be terribly lonely. One of the most social creatures, locked away like this. I can understand wishing for privacy, but deep down, I know you long for interaction. It's one of the reasons solitary confinement is such an effective method of interrogation on your species. If you like, you can come to the captain's table. I can, order this room cleaned in your absence. It seems you have made quite a mess in here. Blankets strewn about. Pitchers smashed. Was this your idea of a small rebellion? And tell me, where has this defiance got you so far? To be perfectly honest, the entire ship is undergoing mass maintenance. I'm sure you noticed the storm. It is negatively impacting our instruments. And so during this time, nearly all rooms will have to be redone. Yes. So, I thought, why not take advantage? Perhaps I could even take you up on the deck. Let you look out at the lightning flashing as a meal is prepared for us. Do you really hate me that much that you would deny me this simple comfort? There are many who would treat you much worse. I implore you to remember that. This over here, did you make it? This drawing. I have to admit, it's quite flattering. Are you trying to remember my face for any particular reason? Perhaps when you're friends break you out of here, you can give them this picture. And then they'll know who I am. Or maybe you were just bored. I like it very much. I could provide you with charcoal, some pencils, some proper parchment. I would very much like to see what you can do, if given the right tools. You are a very, very skilled individual. I do not like seeing you torture yourself in some form of bizarre resilience. There is no resistance to this. And the sooner that you realize it, the sooner that you acknowledge that it's all fruitless, you will become a much happier person. I will order the necessary ingredients and once again get this place cleaned and have you escorted to my quarters. I understand that you didn't like staying with me. Found it a bit too personal. But this is only temporary, I assure you. Oh, and if you could wear the outfit I got you, it would mean an awful lot to me. And that is not a request, but a formal demand from the captain.